Burton moved slowly on bare feet. The sleeper groaned and threw one arm over his face and half turned. Burton stopped, then resumed his stealthy progress. He placed the assegai on the ground, drew his dagger, and gently thrust the point against the hollow of the youth's throat. The arm flopped over. The eyes opened and stared into Burton's. Burton clamped his hand over the man's open mouth. "Hermann Göring, don't move or try to yell. I'll kill you." Göring's light blue eyes looked dark in the shadows, but the paleness of his terror shone out. He quivered and started to sit up and sank back as the flint dug into his skin. "How long have you been here?" Burton said.
"Who?"
Göring said in English, then his eyes opened even wider.
"Richard Burton, am I dreaming? Is that you?"
Burton could smell the dream gum on Göring's breath and the sweat-soaked mat on which he lay. The German was much thinner than the last time he had seen him.
Göring said, "I don't know how long I've been here. What time is it?"
"About an hour until dawn, I'd say. It's the day after resurrection celebration."
"Then I've been here 3 days. Could I have a drink of water? My throat's dry as a sarcophagus."
"No wonder. You're a living sarcophagus if you're addicted to dream gum." Burton stood up, gesturing with the assegai at a fired clay pot on a little bamboo table nearby. "You can drink if you want to, but don't try anything." Göring rose slowly and staggered to the table.
"I'm too weak to give you a fight, even if I wanted to."
He drank noisily from the pot and then picked up an apple from the table. He took a bite and then said,
"What are you doing here? I thought I was rid of you."
"You answer my question first," Burton said, "and be quick about it. You pose a problem that I don't like, you know." Chapter 20. Göring started chewing, stopped, stared, then said,
"Why should I? I don't have any authority here, and I couldn't do anything to you if I did. I'm just a guest here. Damn decent people, these. They haven't bothered me at all except to ask if I'm all right now and then, so I don't know how long they let me stay without earning my keep."
"You haven't left the hut?" Burton said.
"Then who charged your grail for you? How'd you get so much dream gum?"
Göring smiled slyly.
"I had a big collection from the last place I stayed, somewhere about 1,000 miles up the river."
"Doubtless taken forcibly from some poor slaves," Burton said. "But if you were doing so well there, why did you leave?" Göring began to weep. Tears ran down his face and over his collarbones and down his chest, and his shoulders shook.
I had to get out. I wasn't any good to the others. I was losing my hold over them, spending too much time drinking, smoking marijuana, and chewing dream gum. They said I was too soft myself. They would have killed me or made me a slave, so I sneaked out one night, took the boat. I got away all right and kept going until I put into here. I traded part of my supply to Sevilla for 2 weeks' sanctuary."
Burton stared curiously at Göring. "You knew what would happen if you took too much gum," he said. "Nightmares, hallucinations, delusions, total mental and physical deterioration. You must have seen it happen to others."
"I was a morphine addict on Earth,"
Göring cried.
"I struggled with it, and I won out for a long time. Then, when things began to go badly for the Third Reich, and even worse for myself, when Hitler began picking on me, I started taking drugs again."
He paused, then continued.
"But here, when I woke up to a new life in a young body, when it looked as if I had an eternity of life and youth ahead of me, when there was no stern God in heaven or devil in hell to stop me, I thought I could do exactly as I pleased and get away with it. I would become even greater than the Führer. That little country in which you first found me was to be only the beginning. I could see my empire stretching for thousands of miles up and down the river on both sides of the valley. I would have been the ruler of 10 times the subjects that Hitler ever dreamed of."
He began weeping again, then paused to take another drink of water, then put a piece of the dream gum in his mouth. He chewed, his face becoming more relaxed and blissful with each second. Göring said,
"I kept having nightmares of you, plunging the spear into my belly. When I woke up, my belly would hurt as if a flint had gone into my guts. So I'd take gum to remove the hurt and the humiliation. At first the gum helped. I was great. I was master of the world. Hitler, Napoleon, Julius Caesar, Alexander, Genghis Khan, all rolled into one. I was chief again of von Richthofen's Red Death Squadron. Those were happy days, the happiest of my life in many ways.